brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
John Richardson is our guest. He wrote the big profile on Pumpkinhead, that's me, for the current issue, September issue of Esquire magazine. Pick it up on newsstands everywhere. It's a pretty fair piece compared to what I've seen. And I kind of, my family certainly likes the take. But I don't know, it's kind of torture to read about yourself. But that's not why he's here with us. This is only a short segment, long segment coming up. John Richardson with us here today. John, I guess from the historians and just watching PBS and reading things, I mean, they've cast it like Kennedy did not like the escalation. Well, what I've read is at first he was pro-war, and yeah, let's get new weapon systems, let's go in there, but then he started to really not like it and was arguing with them. But I know you've really done more research on this than I have, and wanted to start getting rid of the Federal Reserve. I know he signed an executive order to issue U.S. notes. I know that's a fact. He said no to Lemnitzer to stage terror attacks, you know, and blame it on Cuba. He said a bunch of stuff, and so that's why he was making him mad. I mean, what are you getting at here? That Kennedy was pro-Vietnam or anti-Vietnam War?
No, I think he just was stalling. He didn't want to make the decision, he wanted to gather as much information as possible and stalling. I mean, you're not really sure what to do, and you want to wait for more things to develop. I've had lots of arguments and even argued with Oliver Stone about this period back when he was making JFK. I mean, people project a lot of fantasies onto President Kennedy, I think. And in these documents, when you go through history, you see that the original documents, not the books that sort of make it all make sense, but you see that there's a lot of things said, a lot of things written. You can take almost anything and any direction you want. My read of the stuff is that Kennedy was pretty militant. He wasn't like a peacenik. He wanted, like every president, like Obama, like Bush, wants to have control over the world and wants to advance American power. So I don't really see him. You know, he might have pulled out of Vietnam because he thought it was a strategic error. But was he less of an imperialist than other Americans of that time? I don't think so. It doesn't read that way.
Well, I want to be clear. I mean, there's a lot of evidence that somebody in Kennedy's entourage had Marilyn Monroe killed. Also, they declassified, 6 years ago, that Bobby wanted to blow up the U.S. embassy in Honduras to basically invade down there. So I know they weren't angels. So then the question comes in, why did the establishment, or maybe you don't agree with this, have them killed?
Well, of course, I don't agree that the establishment had them killed. You know, let me, just to finish my point about Jim, is like, the way I read that really is that Lodge was in control because of communications in those days and because of protocol. Kennedy didn't want to make a decision. Lodge effectively cut my father out of the argument by exposing him as a CIA agent through David Halberstam and the New York Times and having him withdrawn. And a few weeks later, this event, which guys like you would put all sorts of interpretations as to what the conspiracy was, it seems like it happened kind of by accident. And I'll tell you something my dad used to drill into me when I was a kid. In the 60s, I would get into, like, various, I guess you'd call them conspiracy theories now.
Hold that thought. Long segment coming up. We have that short segment right at the start of the hour. Stay there when we come back with John Richardson. He will lay it out in layman's terms. Let's talk about the assassination of the South Vietnamese president. Your dad not wanting to do it. What happened there? It's all in the book, My Father, the Spy. And he's not coming on to plug it, but I'm plugging it for him. It's a good book. It's at Amazon.com. And it is a powerful read. We'll be right back. In Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
My Father the Spy, an investigative memoir. We're going to be talking with John Richardson, who wrote the book about his father, the CIA section chief during one of the most, I think, probably the pivotal time in what really kind of launched the Vietnam War, not officially, but historically, I think officially is when it really started going. Officially would be Gulf of Tonkin, 1964. We'll be talking to him in just a moment. The good news about the Atlanta shooting, no one hurt. A gun went off or something in the office. Who knows, probably some type of gang-related thing. It usually is when it's not a giant mass shooting, some crime-related deal. So that's certainly good news, but they're using it as a big grandstanding event to militarize everything. But good news that no one has been hurt right now on that new school shooting situation. I'll tell you who is being hurt. That's the Egyptian people, which I'm not on any side of this, but I've tried to study it. We're going to get John Richardson's take on that here in a moment. Again, one of the top profilers, not in the country, but in the world. He's interviewed, you name it, he's interviewed him. And he decided to do a profile on little Alex Jones. So I'm flattered and certainly getting a lot of positive press from the libertarians, like Reason Magazine and others. It's getting negative press from the neocon warmongers and their kissing cousin, the authoritarian left, who normally just makes stuff up constantly, and his Skype's been in and out, so we just lost him on Skype. Skype's wonderful for audio quality and video for our TV viewers, but it obviously is based on the internet, not a satellite uplink, so it's in and out. We're going to get him back up in a moment to you know, really boil it down, you know, the point he was getting to with his father ordered to assassinate, basically, the president of South Vietnam, who he liked and who he thought was overall, you know, better than the communist, and do it following orders. And you know, then I guess then having the people in the government then out him on top of it just shows that there's no, at least from my perspective on the stuff that goes on in these intelligence agencies, it's very, very dishonorable, the things they do to the people. It's kind of like Bush ordering people to torture, and then when it comes out, they're torturing and putting them in jail. And then he writes a book bragging he ordered torture. Well, then why didn't you give these people a pardon that you had torture? I mean, it just shows, folks, don't do things the government tells you to do that are unconstitutional and immoral. Because you get, you know, war corrupts people. And, oh, well, the other side's doing this, so we've got to do this. And then that's how the process that invariably leads to this. Have we gotten him back? Okay, we got him back via audio, Skype, not video. John, it was a cliffhanger there. You were coming up to those set breaks on the satellite, or I would have skipped it, where you were talking about what your father would say about the way the world really worked. But before we do that, recap for listeners what happened back in 1963 with the assassination of the South Vietnamese president, what your dad really thought of him. Kind of condense all that down, because that's what the book gets into. But, I mean, it's historical, it's important. And then segue into what you were about to say about your dad.
Okay, yeah, you know, first off, he was never tasked to assassinate. We didn't assassinate in those days before drones and stuff like that.
No, I mean, I know he didn't go pull the trigger, but I mean, didn't the president end up...
No, the president did not order an assassination. They ordered an overthrow, or, you know, Lodge ordered an overthrow. And he was just killed during the overthrow.
Accidentally fell down.
Well, they should have anticipated, you know, things go wrong, and they could have anticipated that such a thing might happen. But supposedly, Kennedy and other people were really devastated by it. Anyway, my dad respected Jim. He spent a lot of time with him. He was a very patient man, my dad, and he was willing to listen to the guy's 3-hour lectures about Vietnamese history and culture. I think Lodge was not a patient man, was not willing to listen to the 3-hour lectures. You know, this stuff gets really complicated, I think. Times have changed, but American leaders, like right now, Obama is probably trying to bring some kind of pressure on General Sisi in Egypt, but what pressure can he really bring on the guy for, you know, we give him some money, we have connections with other governments that might hold sway on them, but ultimately you get down to these countries and these autocratic leaders, and they're difficult to sway, and I think my dad's just personality was more like, let's respect them and let's try to find a way to work with them, rather than let's overthrow them. He was also like really conscious that chaos, because he'd been in Italy after World War II, that without a strong, some kind of government, some kind of effective government, or strong leader, you can have anarchism and chaos that leads to...
Well, sure, that's like when the Pentagon disbanded the Iraqi military.
Right, exactly. And that's another example. I mean, you know, the caution of my dad's generation of guys, or some of them, you know, just blithely overthrowing countries and hoping that it won't fall into chaos after so many examples to the contrary is pretty shocking. But, you know, these guys in power, they feel that they have power and can use it. It's crazy. But what my dad said, so my dad respected Jim. He thought he was like a really sincere leader, you know, tough and autocratic and brutal. But it was during a war, was my dad's opinion. He's trying to keep his country together in time of war. I remember him saying that many times. And you know, he had a certain sort of like that Gene Kirkpatrick notion that some countries are cut out for autocracy and some countries are cut out for democracy, and it takes a long time to get them from one place to another, especially in Asia. That was his opinion. It might be, you know, it might not be politically correct, but that was his opinion, and he earned it. But, you know, he always used to tell me, and this is where you and I part ways dramatically, you know, he used to say, son, there are no secrets. I don't even remember what made him say that, but he always used to say that. And I think, and I remember when France threw that American spy out, he got enraged. This was in the 80s. He was like, allies spy on allies. He just gave me this, and I think what he was saying, I think there are no secrets was partly in relation to the Kennedy assassination. It's like, you can't keep a secret about whether you had an affair. You know, you tell your friends and pretty soon your wife knows it. Whether a small group of people killed the president, pretty hard secret to keep.
Well, I think the only secrets you can keep are ones that are so horrible that society doesn't want to believe them, like the government allowed Islamic jihadis to be involved in 9/11 and open the door, bare minimum. I mean, that's...
But Alex, you got to analyze that statement. The government allowed them to...
No, criminal elements in the government.
Administration, and not one of them stepped up and said, oh my God, these guys are killing Americans. Not one of them.
And we've had Sybil Edmonds. We've had Colonel Schaefer.
One person. You can't keep a secret with two people.
Let me expand on that. They kept the Manhattan Project secret for 4 years.
I don't think they kept it a very good secret. I mean, it was a secret from the broad general public, but it wasn't a secret from the Nazis.
Well, listen, I don't want to argue with it, because, I mean, I get your point. I actually have always said, and listeners have heard this probably 100 times, they don't keep any of this stuff secret, but the mainstream media never picks it up and investigates it to find out what really went on and what really happened. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff does. I mean, they said on 9/11, we're going to blow up Building 7, get back, we're going to blow it up. CNN announced they, you know, it fell in its own footprint before it had even fallen. BBC did the same thing. I mean, they blew that building up. I interviewed Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management. He said, no, they ordered it blown up. 2 weeks later, he's dead. I mean, and people cannot spin. I have CNN, John, saying, get back, they're going to blow it up, with the cops saying, get back, it's coming down. And then it, boom, comes down. That's the 47-story building. So it did come out. It's just like Gulf of Tonkin came out, just like the CIA coup in 53 came out. It was a conspiracy theory until they finally officially admitted it. Now, I don't think every speculation out there turns out to be true. I know most of it isn't. But, I mean, my whole issue is I actually agree with what your dad said. Most of these things do end up coming out. It's just that nothing is then done about it. I mean, like you've said, it's known big banks are above the law and have engineered things to fail so they can get bailed out on the other side after the Ponzi scheme collapses. They should go to jail. But they're not, because it's too big to fail. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And there, of course, there's truth to what you're saying. For instance, Gulf of Tonkin is a good example. A lot of people dismissed that for a long time. The overthrow of I can never pronounce his name right, Mossadegh,
yeah.
Mossadegh in Iran in 53 is another example. You know, people were saying that happened and other people were dismissing it, and we know that it's true. And so to some extent, you know, true things that happen are not really well processed. But part of it is because of guys like you, Alex, who sort of discredit this stuff by casting your net too wide. I think, for example, in 9/11, you know, when buildings are falling down and planes are flying into buildings and all kinds of stuff gets said and tweeted and broadcast on police radios. It's the same thing with Vietnam. It's you can pick something Kennedy said and say, well, he was going to pull out of Vietnam, but you just sort of have to say we don't really know. We don't really know that. I mean, I'm pretty skeptic. If it's not running through my tape recorder, I just have to say, you know, it sounds right. It sounds plausible, but who knows? I'm not. I think it's dangerous the way you and your listeners get vested in believing.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Believe in.
I mean, I agree with you to a certain extent. Let's come back and talk about that, because I see people make up outlandish things about me, and as soon as it's been passed around, it becomes true, and I know it's not true. So I understand there's a lot of magical thinking going on out there where people use conspiracy theory as a way to simplify the world. Okay, I understand that. We'll be right back, but I want to quantify what I do.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, your phone calls are coming up. We got some breaking news as well in the next segment. I know this probably closes the chapter in my life, because I know he's a busy guy and I'm busy, with John Richardson, but he's a man of his word and did, I think, a fair piece. And he's a very interesting journalist. I've read many of his profiles over the years. I did read My Father the Spy about a year after it came out, because they sent us one here, the publisher, and I picked it up and read it one weekend. And people should get that. It's available on Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, and you can see photos and inside of it kind of gives you a snapshot. But I do hope, John, that whenever you've got a big profile coming out and it's interesting and it kind of fits with what we're doing, you know, by that we don't do entertainment, but some of the more political stuff, I'd love to have you back on the show because you're an interesting guy. And I don't want to end the interview here arguing with you about a bunch of stuff. It's just this. I personally, and of course we just lost him on Skype again. It's unbelievable. When it rains, it pours. I have experienced so much corruption and tyranny myself, like you have in the magazine, you know, where I get a death threat and they tell me what I was talking about on the phone 5 minutes before. And I have experienced special forces trying to set fires and blame it on me just because I tried to cover something they were doing in Florida. I've experienced police lying about me. I've experienced government drug dealing. I have experienced, and so maybe I'm prejudiced because of that. But I think if you look at how many lies we've been told and what the system, John, I'm getting at this. So many lies have been exposed and so much corruption has happened. I think government and corporations are getting more corrupt. I think we are in a more decadent cycle. I don't romanticize leaders of the past. I think the power structure, because the general public's gotten decadent, gets away with a lot more than they used to. And I think overall it's healthy not to trust the system. What do you say to that?
Up to a point, I agree with you. I think it's healthy to question the system. You know, obviously, I'm a journalist. I think, you know, power corrupts and all that. I do agree with you, like with globalization and businesses being so big and so disconnected from their communities now. I mean, there was a time when, you know, Montgomery Ward was based in some American city and actually cared about the people who lived there. You know, maybe that's not a good example, but you know what I mean. So I do think there's sort of a disconnect and a loss of responsibility amongst our ruling classes. But I think if you're too skeptical and you just say there's no good people and it's all a scam and it's all corrupt, then really all you're doing is giving them giving the corrupt ones encouragement. I think you got to hold on to your Elizabeth Warrens and people who are out there actually fighting for the people.
Well, I agree with you that from my perspective, I think when everybody hears they're a bunch of evil people, let's fight them. I'm thinking from my perspective historically that we can win. But I've learned it actually just scares a bunch of people and actually demoralizes some folks. So I get what you're saying on that level. I just don't know what you do then to get people out of their coma, John.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, it's I guess it really depends on how people are affected by things. I mean, if it's, that's why I sort of like local actions, you know, to a lot of degree. If you're affected in your community by some event, you're going to take it real personally and you're going to be maybe a little more responsible in your approach to it. I don't know. I think people wake up out of their comas when they're personally disturbed. It's hard to be abstractly into whatever problems are in New York if you live in California and vice versa.
No, I agree with you. But looking at the problem right now in Egypt, it's the same thing, like you said, your dad was facing. He was backing the military dictatorship, basically, because statistically you could see it was a lot less chaos from being in World War II in collapsing Italy, like my grandfather was as well.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
My grandfather, your dad, he could see that. Now Obama and the neocons as well, to a certain extent, have been backing the jihadis, but they're running around killing Christians and minority groups. And then I don't back the military junta, but I can look at them statistically and see that things were more stable and better when they were in power. So it's immoral almost to make a decision, but then you're forced to.
Well, it's really hard to make a decision. I mean, you know, they had I don't think Obama backs jihadis. If you're talking about, you know, they had an election there and they elected the Muslim Brotherhood, and he worked with that government. Yes, he did, but I mean, I think one of the things that I see in your show and in life in general and media in general, like, is that we want answers and we want things to make sense, and they don't necessarily make sense. I mean, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood got in there, they made some bad calls, people started protesting, the army made a decision.
Sure, sure. Bottom line, it's a mess. We're out of time, John. Will you come back sometime when you've done a new profile or story?
Absolutely, sure. And thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. I'll come say bye to you in there on the Skype. John Richardson, get the book, My Father, the Spy, available everywhere. It's very interesting. We'll be right back with some breaking news. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential, program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We're back live, folks, and I'll go into overdrive, whatever I've got to do to get to George and to get to Sierra Nevada. And to get to Bill and Dominique and Rod, I'll at least go to those calls because I got a lot of news I need to get to. We have a special guest with some breaking news popping in here because listeners keep asking us about this. So I did some research, and we've got the inside scoop for you on what's happening here. not just the billions of bullets for Homeland Security, but also the food, the medicine they're buying. I mean, they've never acted like this to this level. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. First off, I want to tell you about Supernatural Silver. It really is amazing stuff. We use it in our home. I use the nasal spray for allergies, and it's done wonders. Pathogens are becoming increasingly dangerous, causing deadly outbreaks in hospitals, nursing homes, and schools and restaurants. Antibiotics are ineffective, sometimes not even effective at all because they've been overused. The new products have been around for a long time. They have some new ones out from Supernatural Silver, offer a safe and effective means of killing pathogens where antibiotics and other drugs fail. For more information on how Supernatural Silver can protect you and your family, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. One word, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code AlexSays for 20% off at SupernaturalSilver.com. Alex Says. And also PrivateInternetAccess.com. Keeping your information private on the web has never been more important now than all the spying. And it's come out in the news that these services are actually effective against the NSA because they're just scooping it all up. This but also protects you from bad hackers. Most hackers are actually good. PrivateInternetAccess.com specializes in keeping your information private. They've got a bunch of great services. They're incredibly affordable. Encrypting your internet connection, hiding your IP address, offering firewall protection to prevent data mining, eliminating records of your computer activity. PrivateInternetAccess.com is an American company, and you can use the service anywhere in the world with an internet connection. Go to PrivateInternetAccess.com to protect you and your family's most valuable assets, your privacy. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Data thieves, not just the government. It is essential, and my family, we use PrivateInternetAccess.com, and we're using a lot of other systems as well. Okay. Now, about a week or two ago, we had an article. It was about 2 weeks ago, and I've gotten scores of phone calls, comments, emails, people wanting to know, other food companies calling us, confirming it's going on, none of them wanting to go on air. We can put our story up on screen for TV viewers. FEMA demanding 24-hour delivery of emergency food reserves, and folks have put out the emails where they're gearing up, and it's on a massive scale. It's not just the TSA getting 3.6 million bullets yesterday, enough for 9,000-plus bullets to be fired a day by their agents. It's billions. What's behind all of this? So I reached out about a week ago to our source on this, and I actually had some notes that he was able to send me on that subject. Guys, perhaps you can find those, because I had them here this morning, and I wanted to be able to go over those if you guys will come show me where that's at, because he was able to give me kind of a email briefing, too, on what was going on with it, and he's the president of eFoodsDirect.com. He's our sponsor, but he's here today to talk about what's going on with not just the canneries around the country and the Mormon canneries that he knows, but other food companies and their company with Homeland Security trying to buy all the food they can. Are they trying to corner the market like they've done with bullets and guns, or do they actually think something's coming? Steve Shank, thanks for coming on. I know I had to twist your arm. Tell us what's happening today.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's good to be here. It's always good to chat with you again because you put some fire in everybody's belly. It's just wonderful. You know, it's kind of fascinating. We had the big brouhaha, and it continues to go on with regard to the bullets, but the food situation is really kind of interesting. One of the things that we learned with our Oklahoma experience, where your team and GCN Radio and eFoods Direct kind of band together when the Oklahoma disaster hit, and we were able to send out 50,000 meals in 6 days, and then we started doing some research afterwards, and the magnitude of the problem that we have when we have a disaster like this, and have to cover hundreds and thousands of and in the case of Katrina and Sandy, we had to cover millions of meals, not just for the people that were in trouble, but also for the relief workers that come in. Food is becoming an interesting issue. But let's go back to the bullets. This is kind of interesting. Okay, how much use is your gun if you don't have any bullets? Makes a great paperweight, doesn't it?
Unless you've got a bayonet, and then it's only a spear.
There you go. It's kind of an interesting deal if you look at how people think. As soon as that buy started, the comment came, well, my goodness, what's going on? What do they know that we don't know? And as soon as the issue of stockpiling of food by FEMA and the relief organizations came up, everybody says, well, what do they know that we don't know? They might know some other stuff, but what we know, Alex, is plenty enough to get us fired up. It's what you and I have been talking to these people forever about. We're in the worldwide famine. The Chinese are buying up every bit of food they can get on the markets, and they're including all of our food that they can get their
hands
on.
Now, that's the real reason these third world countries are melting down, is that they're starving.
Absolutely. And you see, we've got an interesting situation. People are worried about what the government does with regard to buying up food. Why? Here's the point. Are you worried about the bullets that the government is buying if you have your own ammunition for your own gun? The only concerned people that have guns that should be really worried at this point with regard to what's going on is if they have their potential ammunition for their guns stored in a warehouse someplace that can be eliminated. In other words, they're not going to go around. Let me give you a perfect example. When they passed the second Patriot Act, the part of that came out and said that if there's an emergency, you're going to have to be able to provide for yourself for at least 30 days. Otherwise, you need to go to a gathering center. And everybody said, oh, my gosh, we're going to have to go to a gathering center. No. If you have your own food, you won't need to go to the gathering center to be fed.
This is so elementary that Stalin and every other authoritarian in Ukraine and other areas used cutting the food off as the control mechanism. So that's why you've been harping on this, that patriots need to have storable food. But then FEMA demonizes if you have more than a week of it while they're hoarding food. And that's why I wanted to get you on about this. Just please, specifically, what do you know about FEMA going out, because it's in the news, and contacting everybody and starting to hoard food? What's going on with that?
Well, the same stuff is going on that you have been predicting, that I've been talking about for all these years. Things are tightening down. There needs to be a handle on, well, Kissinger made the statement, you control nations with oil, you control people with food. And he did that back in the 70s, and that has been what's going on. But let's take it out of that. You remember how we handled the Patriot thing where you had to have a month's supply of food otherwise? You know how we said that? Roger, we put a spin on that. We put a spin on it that says we, the people, are in control, and here's how you look at it. You say, okay, it's the moral responsibility and the patriotic duty of every American to take care of themselves so they can leave the relief organizations to take care of those who can't. And that law still applies. You look at bullets. They can have all the bullets they want to. You got a gun. If you got a gun, no bullets, you got no gun. If you've got your own bullets, you don't have to worry about how many they got, and you don't need to wonder what the secret plan or the non-secret plan. Let's go back to food now, and let's use the same example. Your gun needs bullets, otherwise it's useless. You need food, otherwise you're useless. Now,
absolutely, absolutely. Everybody does need food, just like you need water filter and guns and bullets and friends and family and know how to skin a buck and run a trot line. I mean, we need to just go back to being natural humans that are self-sufficient, the opposite of everything the Obamanoids and the globalists want us to do. They want a permanent peasant class. They want us collectivized. The opposite is come out of Egypt. And even if you live in Egypt, you're in Egypt but not of it. You're in the world, not of it. You've got the storable food. You're ready. You're ready to be able to take care of your family. People make fun of me having storable food, you know, yuppies and stuff. And I go, look, it's there. It's good for 20 years. If I ever need it, I've got it. I mean, even ants store food. Squirrels store food. Are they extremists? The answer is they're not just extremists. They're racist.
But here's the way that you can be fearless, Alex. You can be absolutely fearless with this. If you have your own food, you never have to stand in a bread line. And the very simple fact is, why did they require people to go to a gathering center if they didn't have enough food in the Patriot Act situation? Very simply, they can't make house calls. Well, this works very well. The government has no food. The government has no money. Now, all of your listeners will say, yeah, but they can print it. They can't. It can't do any good to print the money if they've got no food to buy. But if the government has no food, they've committed themselves to over half the population to provide food for them. And
we now
no
have
food.
100. In fact, guys, show that CNN headline or AP headline from a month ago. 101 million Americans are now on food assistance. 49 million to 47, it fluctuates, are on daily food stamps. I mean, this is incredible.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. But here's the thing. The government has made the commitment to provide food for all these people, right? The government has no food. So when they have to fill those commitments, where are they going to get the food? They have to go someplace where there's food. Now, everybody's hunkered down with their little ammunition and their guns, and they're saying, well, they're going to come and get my food. No, they're not. They can't make house calls to collect your food any more than they can make house calls to feed you in the case of the Patriot Act situation.
Yeah, all they'll do is go bang on a few hundred doors, put it on the news showing old ladies being drug out to make you get scared and go to the Superdome to be gang raped and to watch troops with piles of water they're not even allowed to give you. The answer is don't live in the middle of a city and there's not jack squat they can do to you. Max, you'll have to deal. If it does degenerate, which it could, I hope it doesn't, but there's a good chance we need to be prepared. You'll have to deal with roving looters, and that's why you got friends and neighbors and guns. And
okay,
somebody crosses your fence, well, it's good night. Go ahead.
Well, let's go back to where the food is going to come from to take care of the government's commitment. It's going to come not from you as individuals. They can't make house calls and go collect a little bit.
It's going to come from the Walmart distribution centers, which they have official deals with.
There you go.
And so the general public's not going to be able to get the food.
So what's your conclusion? The same thing is if all the bullets are gone, your gun's no good, so you've got to have what? You got to have ammunition. You're no good if you got no food. And if in fact the food is going to be absorbed in large quantities to feed the people that the government has the responsibility to feed, it's going to come from the suppliers to the stores where you get. Now, let me tell you how big
they told the cops go to Walmart and Katrina and loot it.
There you go. Okay. But did they tell the cops to go house to house and find out if you got a little month's supply? No. So the very best thing you can do is get your supply in. Now, what we learned from the Oklahoma incident is that the job is too big for them to handle or for anyone to handle.
Yeah, how many meals did you send to them for free?
We sent 50,000 meals. And we got news coverage on it, and it's not just us. We didn't do it. It's your listeners and the people that listen to GCN Radio, Alex Jones, and work with us for their food supplies. They all pitched in 50,000 meals in 6 days. That's impressive. We got news coverage on it. But after the dust settled, we discovered that there were something like 18,000 people that were sent in as relief workers, and they had 33,000 people that were directly affected. You put that all together, and what we did with our little 50,000 meals, we fed them lunch for a day. But the beauty of it is this. Anybody can eat a hippopotamus one spoonful at a time. If everyone has the ability to take care of themselves just a little bit. If everybody takes themselves, then no one will be left to need taking care of by these agencies that we
absolutely,
have
absolutely. And you know, thinking about this, Steve Shank, and I'm glad we talked about this today. Thinking about this, people would really be crazy with as out of control as the world is right now to not have high-quality, storable foods. And I know I didn't get you on to PluggyFoodsDirect.com today, /Alex. People can find the free shipping special you guys are still running. But I think it is important for people to understand why they do need high-quality, storable foods. And I've done a lot of research. You've been a great sponsor helping us get the word out. You got great prices. You got a 6 free meal deal where people can get a meal planning kit and test it out. You got all the specialty foods for specialty diets. In the minute and a half we've got left, Tell folks about some of the great package deals you've got at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Well, the most important one is the one that we learned about from the Oklahoma incident. It is called the Just In Case. We are now, as of today and tomorrow, we'll have it up on the website as the EPAC 60, the big brother of the EPAC 7, which is what we sent out to Oklahoma. And we're gonna provide something that has never been done before. We're gonna tell people how to, by taking care of themselves, they can help to take care of other people without spending one thin dime to do it. And we're going to be announcing that tomorrow. But if they'll get up on our site today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and take a look at what's going on, they'll be looking at the Just In Case. And that's specifically designed for everyone in the country, every home, to do just a little bit. And if we all do just a little bit, we can do this job that there's no possible way that these large organizations can do for us.
Well, I mean, major universities estimate 7 million people died in the decade of the Great Depression from malnutrition or other food-related issues. And my goodness, if things unravel now, I think it'll be 10 times worse. I hope that isn't the case. But here's the toll-free number for folks that want to call and find out more. It's up there on screen for people. Again, folks, I want to thank Steve Schenck for joining us. It's 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 is the number to call to find all the specials. 800-409-5633. Your phone calls straight ahead on the other side.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I can see 4 miles and ride.
Well, I got Steve on to talk about Homeland Security buying up food, and then he didn't really want to get off into it. And he said, why don't you just get food? And I get he really passionately believes in it. I do as well. I mean, I want liberty lovers to not be dependent on the system. And that's why I try to say buy American, buy local as much as I can. Nobody's perfect. I try to say, you know, create your own community, support local farmers markets, support the Amish. I mean, it's really that simple. And that's all I'm really trying to do is have a future for my children. I was just looking at Infowars.com, and I saw one of our listeners in one of our Infowars.com shirts being arrested. And so I can't help it. I'm going to your calls. I'm trying to read this. I'm always getting distracted looking at all this stuff. Arrest of anti-Obama protesters on St. Charles overpass sparks controversy. And you can see that's an Infowars.com tyranny response team shirt. Because it says Infowars.com right there on the arm. And the state police are grabbing the guy around the neck. And just look at the cop's look. Look how he's looking at him like he's a terrorist. He's the enemy. I mean, that's just pure tyranny, man. These jacked up cops who are all angry and strutting around, like bugging their eyes out more than I see troops doing that in videos in Iraq. And, wow. What type of state police is that? Does it say where that is? What's STL today? St. Louis today. So I guess that's in... I guess that's up at Missouri Highway Patrol. Yeah, they got checkpoints and everything. And that's our listeners that happened to. So we need to get unbelievable. I guess that's that move that we tried to magnify as they go out on the overpasses and protest, which I've looked at all the state laws. It's totally legal. As long as you're not hanging something on the overpass. But so what? The government's totally criminal. And then the cops all show up like, you've really done something. And I saw the videos a few weeks ago is why I got mad and say, go out and do this. Where in California, they walk up to somebody and just push them on the ground. You can kill somebody doing that. And man, I don't even want to watch this video. I'll do overdrive, folks. I'm going to go to your calls. Don't worry. I don't even want to watch this video now. Oh, yeah, here's the state police showing up, one of our listeners. Look at it. They got a whole bunch of police cars like, we got terrorists. We got a big, look at these cops in their Marine Corps hats. Hey, why don't you go overseas and actually fight some real enemy, you know? Militarized police are so criminal, ladies and gentlemen, because look at this, grab them around the neck. Just the guy's doing nothing. Militarized police are such a joke. Because they're acting like they're fighting an enemy, and all they're doing is pulling over you and your family. And they go, well, we got drug gangbangers are dangerous. The government brings all the drugs, and everybody knows that. Man, this makes me sick. Yeah, it's overpass for Obama's impeachment. Two patriots arrested. Well, you know the answer. We need more people going out and hitting the overpasses. Man, but I mean, just watching the cops. Let me tell you what it is about bad cops, and this is more and more the way they are because they're trained to do this. When I'm at a gas station, like three or four gangbangers, they could be white trash gangbangers, they could be Hispanic gangbangers, black gangbangers, whatever. They get out, they're bugging their eyes out, they're acting tough, they're acting like you're intimidated. My problem is I'm not looking for trouble, but I immediately want to jump up on the hood of my car and start assaulting people. It's like, you know, because I'm like a dog, that like a sheepdog. It's real friendly, it's nice. Sees a wolf, it wants to kill. And I mean, just the minute people mess with me, I just start wanting to assault them. I mean, that's just how I am. And I see that with cops now when they strut up in the gang member stuff and talk to you like you're garbage and all this. You know what? You people are pathetic, all of you. You're all a bunch of gang members, and I've had enough of it. Makes me want to throw up watching cops walk up to people. We showed that video last week. They just walk up to somebody, just shove them down on the ground. I'll just shove you down. This is North Korea. I hate America. I hate your rights. I hate freedom. I hate the First Amendment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.